This being a non-voting item, it was just informational. We can proceed to the next item, which is...
Thank you.
King Taco.
Yes, commissioners. The next item is the final determination for monument status of King Taco Restaurant, located at 1118 North Cypress Avenue in Cypress Park. The staff recommendation is that the commission declare the property an historic monument with the finding that King Taco Restaurant exemplifies significant contributions to the broad cultural, economic, or social history of the nation, state, city, or community as the first permanent location for the King Taco Restaurant, a longstanding business in Cypress Park and an important Latino commercial business. And with that, Alexandra's here to recap the nomination.
Alexandra, how much time do you need?
Could I request 20 minutes? And I don't think we'll take all of it, but
okay.
Thank you.
Pardon the interjection. Yeah. Before we proceed, can I ask Commissioner Dominguez to confirm for the record that she listened to the audio from November 6th meeting when we voted to take this monument under consideration?
Yes.
Great. You may proceed.
And a quick question. Last time we were here, there was a technical issue with the PowerPoint. I just want to make sure that it's showing on Zoom. We just had some community members that wanted to confirm.
So we do not show the PowerPoint on Zoom.
Oh.
The PowerPoint presentation would be only for the in-person members.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apologies.
But
thank you.
Just to put it on the record, the, members of the public on Zoom can access the PowerPoint through our agenda and our Google folder on top of the listed on top of the agenda.
Amazing. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. Apologies. Good morning, President, Commissioners, and City Staff. My name is Alexandra. Can you hear me okay?
You can speak directly into the microphone.
I'm
it's
sorry,
really
I'm
tough in here.
Getting over a bit of a cold, so I will project a little bit more. But good morning. My name is Alexandra Perlman. I am an architectural historian with Historic Resources Group, and I'm here today to present the nomination for King Taco. I served as the preparer. Also with me here are Raquel and Cassandra Martinez, who will also be presenting and are associated with King Taco as well. The building at 1118 Cypress Avenue is significant under Criterion 1 as an important Latino commercial institution in Cypress Park and as the first and longtime home of King Taco. The property is eligible under and is explicitly identified as a known resource in the Latino Los Angeles Historic Context Statement and is identified under Theme 1, Commercial Identity. Completed in 2015 as part of Survey LA, the Historic Context Statement is organized chronologically, and the property's period of significance is from the opening by Raul and Maria Martinez in 1975 to Raul Martinez's death in 2013. The Historic Context Statement explicitly states, founded in 1974, King Taco began its operation from a converted ice cream truck and now has 20 restaurants. The original and oldest location is in Cypress Park. As of 2026, King Taco now has 24 locations. A brief history of Mexican and Mexican cuisine in Los Angeles provides additional context for the significance of King Taco. Mexican settlement of Los Angeles reaches back to before the city's founding, and by 1880, Mexican and Mexican Americans comprised almost 20% of the city's population. By the 1880s, a well-defined Mexican neighborhood emerged around the downtown plaza area. Mexican food came to characterize Los Angeles's cuisine with the advent of the tamale wagon in the late 19th century, a pushcart or wagon from which cooks sold tamales. The 1920s and 1930s ushered in a mass migration of people from Mexico who faced rampant discrimination. Their cuisine and livelihoods also came under attack. Despite their popularity, attempts by businessmen to legislate the tamale wagons out of existence finally succeeded in 1924. In the post-war era, Mexican cuisine in the city transformed, and while many Mexicans continued to eat soft-shell tacos, Americans enjoyed tacos as tortillas dunked in the fryer. Olvera Street particularly became a popular location in the city for this type of cuisine. In the 1960s and 1970s, Northeast Los Angeles neighborhoods, including Cypress Park and Highland Park, became hubs for the Latino community. It was in this area that the taco truck, a new favorite type of taco, was born. In 1974, Raul and Maria Martinez, immigrants from Mexico City, repurposed a former ice cream truck with a stove and grill and sold fresh tacos from the vehicle. With their purchase, the Martinez's revolutionized the taco in Los Angeles, and with their new food truck, also known as a lonchera, offered cuts that weren't even standard fare in Mexican restaurants, such as Cabeza and Al Pastor. King Taco was one of the oldest, if not the first, taco trucks in Los Angeles. As historian Gustavo Arellano writes, King Taco's success spurred other enterprising Mexicans to follow its example. And by 1987, about 500 loncheras served Southern California, all introducing the foods brought to the United States by the latest wave of Mexican immigrants. Within a decade, the Los Angeles Times found that hot food trucks were ubiquitous in the Southland, with over 3,500 in operation. As such, King Taco emerged as a significant example of immigrant entrepreneurship. Raul and Maria Martinez opened their first brick-and-mortar King Taco restaurant in Cypress Park in 1975, a mere 6 months after they started the taco truck business. The location originally served the fleet of food trucks, but also served as a restaurant in its own right. Patrons oftentimes ate their meals on the hoods of the car, and the site's large parking lot was home to the King Taco trucks. The couple's initial success continued, and they expanded their restaurant into a chain with locations across East Los Angeles. The Martinez's opened their second King Taco in 1978, and by 1994, they had 14 locations. After a long career overseeing King Taco and its operations, Raul Martinez passed away in 2013. As of 2026, King Taco has 24 locations across Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties. Pulitzer Prize-winning Los Angeles Times food critic Jonathan Gold perhaps said it best. King Taco may have been the first place that solidified what we all think of as the modern Los Angeles taco sensibility. Sure, there had been tacos al pastor before he did them, but after the popularity of King Taco, everybody has tacos al pastor. People had had carnitas before, but suddenly everybody had carnitas. It just seemed to form the template of what the modern Los Angeles taqueria should be. Before King Taco, when you talk about tacos, they were fried. Then suddenly, almost all at the same time, everybody in the city realized that a taco is not this sort of crunchy, pre-fried thing with orange cheese and lettuce that they'd grown up eating, but it was something else that was made with a fresh tortilla that was soft, that had been rolled, and filled with spicy meat, salsa, and cilantro. King Taco continues to serve as a Los Angeles staple, with its original restaurant a pillar to Latino culinary identity in Cypress Park. The property is eligible under and is explicitly identified as a known resource in the commercial identity theme of the Latino Los Angeles Historic Context Statement. King Taco serves as a significant cultural institution for the Cypress Park community and as the birthplace of a culinary revolution. It retains sufficient historic integrity and continues to convey its significance. Thank you for your time. Now I will head over the presentation to Raquel and Cassandra Martinez, who would like to say a few words as well.
Morning. Can you hear me all right? Yes, perfect. So good morning. My name is Raquel Martinez. I am the general manager at King Taco, and I proudly serve my position as part of the third generation of Martinez, carrying on our grandparents' legacy. It is truly a privilege to sit here before you, a commission, and represent King Taco on behalf of our 700 employees. For nearly 52 years, King Taco has provided more than just delicious tacos. My grandparents strove to create a community that honored its Mexican heritage in one of the best cities of the world, Los Angeles. We carry the spirit of Los Angeles in every fiber of our operation. Now, with 24 locations across the greater Los Angeles area and surrounding counties, King Taco represents the true American dream. What started as two immigrants searching for opportunities became a legacy that has left its mark on every patron who has stepped through our doors. We humbly thank you for allowing us to share a small piece of our history. There's no higher honor than to be considered for this nomination and for our Cypress Park location to be recognized as a crucial part of Los Angeles history. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Cassandra Martinez. I am the current operations manager at King Taco. To echo Raquel, I am equally grateful and humbled to be a part of the legacy that my grandparents, Raul and Maria Martinez, have created, not just for King Taco, but for the entirety of the Los Angeles community. Our community events, such as our annual toy drive, Sueños de Navidad, grants us the opportunity to demonstrate this gratitude to hundreds of families, thousands of people in that same community who have kept our engines running for over five decades. King Taco in Cypress Park has welcomed equally thousands of Los Angeles natives and passersby, from the construction worker who needs a quick carne asada burrito before he goes back to work, to the mother who needs to order a plate of flautas for her hungry children, and even that grandfather who orders a bowl of menudo that is very reminiscent of his mother's recipe. My grandparents' values of humility, perseverance, and community are a constant in the heart of our operation. We are a company that is built by Angelenos for Angelenos. We thank you for your consideration in making King Taco in Cypress Park a historical site so that this legacy may be marked and remembered by all who resonate with and are impacted by the story of Raul and Maria Martinez, entrepreneurs and founders of King Taco. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Commissioners, any questions? Okay. There's no opposition to this, correct?
Brian, so just for the record, we do not have any neighborhood councilor.
All right, let's open public comment on King Taco. Andrew Salamian.
Hello again, Andrew Salamian speaking on behalf of the Los Angeles Conservancy. I just want to applaud everyone who brought this nomination before us today, and Alexandra for doing a really great nomination where I feel like I learned a lot and it told the whole history of kind of the evolution of Mexican food cuisine, Mexican-American food cuisine in Los Angeles. I was thinking back, like, is it possible that there were no soft tacos before King Taco? But, you know, Tito's Tacos exist. I was at Casita del Campo recently and they serve a hard taco and it really does make sense. I do just think this is a really great representation of LA's culture. Jonathan Gold made it. Gustavo Arellano was in this. I've eaten King Taco plenty of times, so it's due time for the 1970s and that wave of immigrants to kind of make a place in LA's HCM inventory. Thank you.
Okay, any hands raised?
Yumi Kanagawa, for the record, there are no hands raised in Zoom.
Okay, let's close public comment. I'd like to thank the Martinez family for excellent presentation and excellent tacos. I moved here from Boston. I knew fried crisp tacos with lettuce, cheddar cheese, and something stuck in between. And I really appreciate that you brought us past that point. I also really appreciate something that sort of caught me totally off guard when we did the tour. You started in an ice cream truck. You moved to a former ice cream stand. You now have 800 plus employees. Your grandfather was diligent enough to copyright your logo. And I think it's a great example of enterprise. And I think it's a great example of the importance of diversity and the multicultural experience of Los Angeles. So I thank you and definitely support this nomination.
Thank you.
Commissioner Rubio, I'd like to make a comment also. I had the pleasure of being part of the tour, although I haven't the chance to taste it, but I'm sure it's wonderful. But I did see how important the landmark is in the area and the logo that was created for it. I understand that your grandfather just scribbled something, and you know, knowing those details and creating history on its own and by itself and preserving your history as well along the way actually make it more important and significant for this nomination. So thank you for sharing your time to letting us know and learn about the building. Thank you.
Thank you.
I live in Highland Park. So I've been to King Taco several times. And I think the last time I asked if I needed to recuse myself for being a patron of your taco stand, and the city attorney told me no, I didn't have to do that. So I'm really happy to see this. This is a really good monument. Like I say, they're not, you know, we get a lot of monuments that are architectural gems. This is not an architectural gem, but it's a really wonderful monument, and you've done a really great job of bringing it to us and making a wonderful presentation. I thank you.
Thank you.
I feel very lucky that I get to be here for my first day to review this item. As a third generation Mexican American from Southern California, I know King Taco very well. And I just want to commend Alexandra for, I mean, the nomination itself was really, it told a wonderful story, and I really appreciated the deep indigenous and Mexican roots that you told, you know, going into how food has been part of that landscape, that neighborhood for so long, I think really helps root this story, and I really appreciated that. It is very difficult to preserve places associated with Latino food culture because so often, as we saw, there it occurs, it takes place in trucks or in stands, and they move, and we don't often have a place that is fixed for a long time. And so I really love that we get to tell that story here and honor the workers who have made this what it is and the patrons who have made this place what it is. And I just really want to echo my admiration to the family for bringing this forward. I think you've set an example to others for what pursuing a monument designation can mean. And I think it helps affirm belonging and longstanding contributions to history at a time when we really need that. So I want to thank you for doing that work for us. Thank you.
Yeah, I echo those sentiments. You know, I'm from the area as well. I'm from Montecito Heights. But grew up, I want to say that King Taco was the only tacos around when I was growing up. And it was a treat every time we went. And when I mentioned to my daughters that this was coming to nomination, they were like, can we go to the celebration? I was like, well, let me ask. But just really, I think a true testament to the history of Mexican Americans. And as a Mexican, I'm really honored to be here today to witness this. So thank you for bringing it forth.
Thank you. Thank you. And your daughters are more than welcome.
I grew up going there with them.
Yeah, I think going back to what Commissioner Barron said, this sort of brings back the fact that we're a historic cultural monument commission, historic cultural commission. Obviously, this isn't an architectural landmark. It's a cultural landmark, which I think needs to be preserved. I also, you mentioned when we did the tour that you still have the original truck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'd urge you to consider nominating that at some point, because I think that really is important, that since that was the root of, you know, the food truck.
Yes.
In Los Angeles. Do I have a motion?
Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't the food truck automatically be included in this nomination? Lambert?
No, it was not part of the nomination.
Oh, okay. Is there any way we can fix that?
Well, the truck actually doesn't reside at this property.
No, it's located at a different address.
Is it still functional?
Yes.
It still drives around and sells tacos?
It drives around. It has not sold tacos in a couple years, but it does function.
Okay.
Full operating kitchen.
So maybe you want to bring the truck back as a monument.
Yes, I mean, I know that when we did the tour, that was a topic that we discussed as something that we would like to revisit for the truck. I think the concern was at the time, restoration of the truck had just been completed, and so we, you know, want to make sure that we take care of her and she's properly stored and, you know, has all the bells and whistles. But that's definitely a project for us in the future to recognize that truck. Obviously, that's where it all started.
It's also the one thing that that we should mention is that you can obtain a plaque, a historic, a cultural monument plaque, that I hope that you will apply to your King Taco stand, mm-hmm. showing everyone that you're a monument.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. We will definitely consider that.
Yeah, the truck nomination should be fairly easy since you've done all the groundwork.
Yes.
It's like an addendum. Do I have a motion?
Yeah. Do you want to move?
Do we want to do any public comment?
Or? Oh.
Did we do public comment?
We did public comment.
We did all
right. Yeah.
Then I would like to make a motion that we recommend designation of King Taco as a historic cultural monument and adopt the staff report. Laura Dominguez.
This is Commissioner Buelna. I second that.
Brian.
Commissioner Dominguez?
Yes.
Commissioner Buelna?
Yes.
Commissioner Barron?
Yes.
Commissioner Rubio?
Yes.
And Commission President Malofsky?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Okay. Item number 6, Hollywood Center Motel.
Yes, good morning again.